The excitement of events to come increased with the advance of late afternoon. A pleasant breeze ruffled the grass, taking the edge off the intense summer heat. The young redwallers and woodland creatures, joined by some of the more active elders, began an impromptu sports day in the Abbey grounds. Dandin and Saxtus, however, stayed faithfully patrolling the wall tops, peering over battlements, scanning woodland, path and flatland, highly conscious of their responsible position. Several times that day, they had unbarred the main gates to assist with carrying babies, helping the old ones, and other useful tasks. Now they rested a while together on the northern corner of the west wall, watching their companions at play.
Look at Bag and Run. Trust two artists to win the three-legged race. What a pair of scallywags, eh, Dandin?
Dandin had turned. He was shielding his eyes, gazing up the path to the north.
Here, look at this, Saxtus. There's two creatures coming toward the abbey. Do you know them?
Saxtus peered at the odd pair of figures, dog-trotting along the dusty path.
Can't say I've ever seen them before. Looks like a hare and a mouse dressed as a ragbag.
Go and tell Mother Mellus, will you, Saxtus? I'll stand by with the gate open. She'll probably want to speak with them.
Trudging silently along beside Tarquin, the mousemaid had her first view of Redwall Abbey. She liked what she saw. With the dusty brown path running across its front, the late afternoon sunlight played over the structure, giving it a faded rosy glow. Behind the stout outer wall with its battlements and ramparts, she could see the high-spired abbey roof, flanked by lower sloping ones, peaceful and serene, standing homely and solid with the summer green forest at its back. Redwall. Now she knew why creatures talked of it with a reverence. It appeared to blend with the surrounding mossflower country as a haven of rest and tranquility, in harmony with all nature, like some gentle giant of a mother, sheltering and protecting her children. The badger and the two young mice stood out upon the path as Tarquin and Storm walked up, Mother Mellus and the hare clasped paws.
Well, well, Tarquin, Longleap, Wood Sorrel, you old bounder.
Step me vitals, Mellus! Are you still alive and growling, you old striped dog?
Saxtus and Dandin stood watching as the two old friends greeted each other. Dandin eyed the ragged mousemaid. She stood by, swinging a thick knotted length of rope, unconcerned by her filthy appearance or the sea-scoured, sand-worn, forest-torn, loose burlap sacking dress she wore. The maid stared boldly back at Dandin as Badger and Hare conversed.
So, how goes it at Salamanderstron? Who rules there now?
Oh, the old Fire Mountain's still there, you know, strong as ever. The Lord Badger there is Rawnblade, biggest dog badger you ever set eyes upon. Some say he's the image of his great-grandsire, Sunstripe the Mace. Ha! Oh, what a warrior! He can flay a crew of sea rats before breakfast, and that's on a bad day. But enough of all this fiddle-faddle, old Stripehead. You'd remember me at old Abbot Thomas's final jubilee. I was only a bob-tailed leveret then.
Of course I remember it well. You were with your father Lorquin. Ah, those were the seasons, eh? Who's your young friend?
The mousemaid stepped up and spoke for herself.
I'm Storm Gullwhacker. This is my weapon, the Gullwhacker.
Mellus nodded courteously, hiding her amusement at the newcomer's confidence and forthright manner.
Welcome to Redwall Abbey, Storm Gullwhacker. Perhaps you'd like to be shown around our home. Dandin, Saxtus, take this young mousemaid inside and see if you can get her some decent clothing and a bath.
While Mellus and Tarquin continued their conversation in the open gateway, Dandin and Saxtus walked inside, accompanied by Storm. Saxtus noticed some of the young ones staring open-mouthed at Storm.
I say, Storm, we best go and find Sister Sage. She'll get you cleaned up and dressed nicely.
Storm swung Gullwhacker deftly, flicking the head off a daisy.
Nobody's washing and dressing me up, Mouse. I'm all right as I am.
Saxtus disagreed.
No, you must do as Mother Mellus says.
Dandin saw something in the mousemaid's face, something which reminded him of himself. He turned to Saxtus.
Leave Storm alone, friend. If she says she's all right, then she is. Let her be.
As they strolled through the grounds together, young Redwallers sported and cavorted everywhere. Storm watched them with amusement in her eyes.
What are they doing, Dandin?
They're playing. It's a sort of sports day.
Sports day? Playing? What's that mean?
Sextus was about to explain when a twine-tied leaf ball rolled in front of them. A baby hedgehog came chasing it. Storm picked up the ball.
Is this something for playing?
The little hedgehog stood smiling at her with all the innocence of a dibbon.
Gotta see how high you can throw it.
Storm spun the ball in her paw.
How high I can throw it? Let's see.
She tossed the ball into the air. As it came down, she swung with the knotted end of Gullwhacker. It struck the ball spot on, sending it soaring into the sky until it was a mere dot. Dandin Sextus and the Dibbon Hedgehog gasped in admiration. Storm smiled.
Good. I like playing. What'll we play next?
Some distance away, Tree Rose was struck on the back by the falling ball. Roof Brush came sauntering over.
What's the matter, Squirrel?
Tree Rose was furious. She grabbed the ball and came marching over to where the three mice stood. Holding the ball out, she chattered fiercely.
Who did